Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Normally I leave these comments for the end of my message, but I'll do them now so I can come up with something else to comment on. I was so sorry to read about Betty Burton's passing. We did Food and Fun here on KINS for quite a while, and we both learned a lot from each other. She also directed the Rhododendron Choir, which I participated in for several years. Betty was very knowledgeable in cooking, wines, and music, and I will miss her a lot. I was able to teach her some things about meat, and which she was happy about, and she always enjoyed a good joke. I was equally shocked to read about Jimmy Pedrotti's passing. He delivered dairy products and ice cream to the stores I worked in for several years. I had seen him not too long ago, and he looked okay to me, his regular, smiling, happy self. My condolences to his family. Lastly, I have to say goodbye to Tom Georgeson, who passed away a while back. Tom was a customer of ours at Norris Market, now known as Myrtle Avenue Market, and Stanton's Market, which was Myrtle Town Market until its closing. He didn't talk much, but when he did, you had better be listening. So long to all of you. It was good to know you. We've all been hearing a lot on the Devil's Slide just north of us, and it's in terrible condition. I commented on it a while back and finally got around to writing my congressman, Jared Huff, who I'm sure is totally aware of the situation, and our senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. The suggestion was to handwrite the letters, but my handwriting has gotten so bad they would think a 5-year-old had written it. Maybe they'd be right. As we all know, Highway 101 is the major north-south link in our and Oregon's economy and well-being, so I urge you all to write Senators Feinstein and Boxer and Congressman Huffman. Their addresses can be found in the Time Standard on certain days and on the front section of the Little Black Phone Book. Be sure to use the California addresses to avoid screening. It's hard for me to believe that nothing that I know of or have heard of is being done about such an important highway link. If you don't think there's much traffic on 101, just let there be some kind of blockage on the highway and see how fast the cars going both ways pile up. The traffic in Eureka on Broadway and 4th and 5th Streets is unbelievable at certain hours of the day. Just look at the lineups behind the stoplights at Henderson and Broadway in the mid-afternoon. Well, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. Let's not forget our veterans and their survivors and families. Our humbled harmoniers will be singing at Ocean View Cemetery to honor them. So come and listen to us. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.